show. And we're really excited to be back. We took a brief hiatus, and we're super excited to be back. And every Monday, so super excited to report that if you would like to watch the show live, you can join us every Monday on the Successful Christian Shepreneur Facebook page at 11 a.m. CST, 10 a.m. EST, right? And of course, if you miss the episode live or you can't attend live, you can always catch up on our Christian Shepreneur podcast on Apple or as well as Spotify or on YouTube. So thank you so much for everyone who watches these. And we are grateful for those of you who are letting us know you're finding value in it. And thank you for your support. And of course, if there are certain topics or issues that you would like us to cover or talk about, let us know. We are actually lining up a few guests for certain topics, so we will keep you updated. And we're also branching out, right? We want to actually keep the Christian Shepreneur show more about just the mindset and different life issues that you deal with being a woman entrepreneur and a believer. And so we're actually going to be shifting some of the strategy to another podcast just to keep everything nice and neat for everyone. So changes are happening all in attempt to serve you at the highest level. So what is the show today about? Well, it's about how to deal with fear and disappointment. This is a big deal. Fear is a big deal. Lack of self-confidence, which in my opinion falls under fear, is a big deal. Being afraid to try is a big deal. Being afraid because you've been disappointed, right? Being disappointed in yourself because you're afraid. Like, there's all of these emotions that we as women have to deal with when it comes to starting a business, when it comes to growing a business. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to give you some tools. Part of this process is what I use to deal with fear, to deal with disappointment, to deal with the emotions of doubt and the thoughts of, well, what if, or this didn't happen, or this did happen, right? There's a lot that can go on just in ourselves. Sometimes it's subconscious thoughts, and then sometimes we're aware of it, that can stop us from creating the business and the life that we are supposed to. And while, yes, I know people who are business coaches like me, and for those of you who are new to the community, my name is Angel Santos. I am a course and marketing coach. So happy to have you here. But it's really, it can seem probably easy for people like me, right? Who you probably think are always doing things to tell you, well, you just move forward. And I can imagine for those of you who are not a coach, maybe you're wondering, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say, but how am I supposed to when I don't feel good enough, right? Like, in about anything in my life, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel like I'm aware of my purpose. I know people say I'm supposed to have one, but I'm not sure. When you have all of these different thoughts, I imagine that me just giving you the strategy on how to do something and saying, hey, you need to start your marketing. Hey, you need to get clear on your, you know, your target market. Well, if you don't even believe, or if you have doubt that there are people who are waiting on you, that you were created on purpose for a purpose, then how can I expect you to do the other things? So before we get any further in the show, we're going to talk about how to deal with fear and disappointment. So when we do talk about why you can, and that you are chosen, and that you were created on purpose and for a purpose, you have no doubts about anything. And I actually, I usually do my stickies, right? Nothing wrong with keeping it old school, but because I'm using a different software, we're going to bring up the tech a little bit, and I'm going to use my little notes, there we go, down here to keep me on track. So step one with how to deal with fear and disappointment in your business. And let me just say before I get to step one, why is this important? Why am I talking about this, right? Because if you don't deal with the fear and disappointment, then you'll let it stop you. You will literally let it keep you from living the life and the calling that God has for you. I wholeheartedly believe that our businesses are vessels that God uses to allow us to be a blessing and make an impact on people's lives, right? I can tell you countless, oh, thank you. Dominique says, amen, sister. Thank you so much for your comment. I can tell you countless story, and I'm so grateful, by the way, of these stories of how my, you know, business, which you can think, well, how can your business, you know, change life? You're talking about strategy. You never know what just one thing you say or one thing you do or have a client do can change their life, right? And your business, whatever it is, whether you're in makeup, whether you're a blogger, whether you're a cook, whether you want to have a house cleaning business, like it doesn't matter what niche your business is, for the simple fact that God gave you the vision for the business, there's a reason and there's a purpose that, yes, will benefit you. Don't get me wrong, but it will also change others' lives. And so that's why this topic of how to deal with fear and disappointment is so important. Okay. I want you to walk in your purpose. So step one, the first step with dealing with disappointment is to acknowledge our fear, is to acknowledge your feelings, right? And I just named two of the biggest, right? That self-doubt, I don't care how, and let me tell you, it doesn't matter what level of success financially or acclaims to the worldwide, it doesn't matter what you accomplish, there's always a next step, and there are always thoughts that will tempt you into like just pull you down and keep you from going to a higher level of whatever it is God has for you next. It does not fail. I don't care if you are still looking for your first client or you're looking for your first 1K month, your first 10K month. Like, it doesn't matter. There's always these thoughts about you now versus you at the next level. So whatever it is that you're feeling, fear and disappointment being the two biggest, the first step is to acknowledge your feelings. I am not here to tell you that you are wrong to feel that way. I am not here to tell you that you should just like push them to the side. Actually, the first step is to acknowledge, this is how I feel. Like, your feelings are valid. They are real. I think too often sometimes people who don't understand can expect you or want you to just move on, just deal with it. But how? Like, are they giving you the tools or the resources to do it? So the first step, the first tool is to acknowledge that your feelings are valid. The second step is to say it out loud. Now, I often do this in the form of a prayer, right? I just tell God, it sometimes involves crying, but whatever it is that's going on, I either tell him out loud, I say it out loud, or sometimes I'll write it, right? Because there's just something cathartic for me about if I start writing how I'm feeling, even if I feel like my feelings are all over the place, I can start off scattered and just everything, letting out everything. And by the end, there is revelation for me that he's given me like a revelation in how I'm feeling and what my next step is. Now, I kind of can get all of that in one sitting because I've practiced this process kind of for years, right? So when you do something, like, often you can kind of condense it, but for you, I'm going to take you step by step, right? So say it out loud. No one has to be in the room. What are you feeling? I want to write this book. I do, but I have tried so many times. I've never gotten a full chapter complete. Like, who's going to read my book anyway? Who am I to write a book? Like, my English isn't good. I didn't do well in school. Like, whatever it is that you're feeling, just say it out loud. There is something about vocalizing things that help you acknowledge that it's real. You know, sometimes we can have these like different feelings and we just try to keep it down, like, oh, you know, subconsciously, we're just trying to shush it. and we're not dealing with it, but that's not helping. And that's why you're running into trouble with the progress that you want to make in your business and in some areas of your life. After you say it out loud, now you're going to write it down, right? Now this is when you're speaking my language. You're, even if you're not a writer, you're just going to write down how you feel. And depending on how, you know, much you write, it's absolutely okay if some tears come, right? Especially depending on what it is. If maybe it's just a new goal, maybe tears won't come. But if it's something that has hurt you, like, you know, sometimes there's money involved, sometimes there's relationships involved, sometimes someone has kind of disappointed you, it just really can depend. But understand that it is okay, absolutely okay, whatever feelings or emotions you feel during this process, right? That is natural. So write down everything you can think of. Think of this as an emotional brain dump. What are you scared of? What doubts do you have? What have you allowed to stop you? What did you start and not finish? Everything that you have tried to ignore and push away because it doesn't make you feel good, this is the time to write it. Step four is, now that you've gotten all of that out, I want you to kind of inhale. And as you inhale, I want you to think about everything that you just wrote. And I know that is a lot. And I know that some of it hurts or some of it may hurt. But as you inhale, I literally just want you to kind of play visually in your mind everything you just thought, every memory that contributes to the fear or the disappointment. And then as you exhale, me personally, when I exhale, is there's a scripture that says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. So when I inhale, I just kind of play back everything that's causing me, everything that I feel like that's stopping me, everything that's putting me at a dis-ease. And then I exhale and I'm like, God, you say it, cast my cares upon you. I'm releasing it. And then I do it one more time, right? And sometimes there are a few things that you didn't get that first time that maybe you wrote down that are still in your head. And I literally play it back. If it's something someone said, if it's something that I did, if it's something that I didn't do, right? I play it visually in my head and I inhale. And then I exhale one more time. And with that, I accept on faith that I have cast my cares upon the Lord because he cares for me. And now I move on to be of good cheer. Right? In this world, you should have tribulations, but I have overcome them all. Paraphrasing. With that exhale, I accept as true that I get to move on from everything that I was holding in. And that's why you do it twice. Because you do it one and exhale, and sometimes your thoughts are too quick to like, oh, what did this do? But you do it a second time and you make a conscious decision. I'm not going to think about those things anymore. No, I'm not going to allow those thoughts to live in my house anymore because they're not true. Right? Like there, we have so many scriptures like Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good for those who love God and called according to his purpose. Well, if you love God, you know it's all going to work together for the good. So where is fear? Where does doubt deserve to live, right? It doesn't deserve to live in your house. It can exist, but it's going to have to stay out of the house. So with those exhales, we have put the fear and the disappointment out of your house because they're not serving you. They're not. And if the thought after your second exhale tries to go, but it's still, no, it's not still there, because you're going to attack that thought with, no, I let that go. And as many times as you have to think that, no, I let it go. A thought pops up about the fear or the disappointment. No, I let it go. And as you practice that, you'll notice it can't come back. If you don't, it's a choice. It's a choice. And if you practice that, it cannot come back unless you give it permission. So I already covered step five. Step six is, now that we have successfully put all of those thoughts, which I'm not going to talk about anymore, right? Because they're gone. right? So we've put out the things that are not true about us. Now we're going to write the truth, right? And I suggest you find scriptures, you find quotes that you agree with that are empowering thoughts. They can be affirmations. And you write this down and you put it in a place that you can see it. Because what happens is that while we may be high on that, you've done exercise, you're like, oh yeah, I'm called on purpose. I was created on purpose for a purpose. What I do will change lives. Just like Joseph, God has a plan for me that no one can stop. I don't care what situation I'm in. I don't care what the world looks like. The plan that God has for me and my life and the impact that I am going to make, just like Joseph was abused by his brothers, put in a pit, thrown in jail time after time, falsely accused of sexual assault. And still none of those things, him being an ex-convict, could not stop his dream that God gave him from coming true. And he was put in a place of wealth and power to affect thousands of people, just like none of that could affect Joseph. A famine could not affect Joseph and his success and his impact and the difference he made and him walking in the calling that God had for him. Nothing can affect the calling that God has for me. Not my issues in my relationship, not anything financially, not any issues I'm having health-wise, which I, trust me, I get it. Not a pandemic, not a coronavirus. Nothing. There's a scripture in Luke, I want to say that Jesus said, for with man, it is impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible, right? Nothing. So write the truth, find those scriptures, find those quotes, find those affirmations that encourage you. And when those thoughts of that we're not going to talk about try to creep back in, you review this, you look over what is true. And then, as you may expect me as a business coach to say, and then you do it anyway. So now I expect you to do it anyway, because I didn't just say, oh, I understand you feel that way, but do it anyway, right? Because I as a woman, I uniquely understand that feelings, even though they're not even tangible, like we can't see them. They're on the inside. But isn't it something how something so invisible can stop us, can affect our lives, can cripple us, can immobilize us from moving forward because we feel them so heavy? But that's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. So now you do it anyway. Whatever those old feelings were that we're not going to talk about, we're not even going to name them, whatever it was stopping you from doing, now you're going to do it. Even if it feels uncomfortable, even if it feels awkward, even if it feels like no one is paying attention. Let me read something that I wrote to you, that I wrote yesterday, after I was doing some Bible study. Okay, I put, don't see results. So you don't see results, right? Because that can stop you from doing something. So you don't feel like no one is buying. So you don't have support. Maybe your husband doesn't support you. Maybe your family doesn't support you. Maybe your friends. Like, unfortunately, I know this is true because I've talked to some of you. Maybe like you've talked to just the people you know. No one supports or believes in your dreams. Do it anyway, right? I've given you a process. I've given you the tools of how to deal with them, right? The feelings, because I acknowledge that they're real and that they affect you and that they hurt. I get it. I understand. I have them too. I promise. And I probably have them deeper than you, which is why I'm such an advocate for you, because I get it. But here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, is that the harder you're fighting, like the more feelings that are just our thoughts or situations that are coming up against you, just like they did Joseph. You know what's beautiful about that? right? Is that that means the bigger and more beautiful your impact is going to be. There are people who don't go through as much, but they also don't have the same amount of impact. When you think about people who have changed the world, they had situations. They had all these feelings, right? They had circumstances, but they did it anyway. Some people were killed for fighting for people's civil rights, right? For fighting for equality. They face death. They face like hangings and all this other kind of stuff. And we don't at least have to face that, right? We just have to face our feelings. And I get it. I'm not saying it's easy, right? I'm not saying it feels good. I'm not saying it's comfortable. I'm saying I gave you a six-step process to do it anyway, whatever it is. And what I would encourage you to do, if you are watching this, I believe it is for a reason. What I would encourage you to do is ask yourself, what have I let those feelings that I let go of stop me from doing, and commit to taking one step today to move forward, and share the step in the comments so we can hold you accountable. So there's a little bit more that I put here. I named other feelings that you might have. I'm not going to name them because we've let this go, right? And then I put, do it anyway. And then I wrote this, which we're actually going to have a summit about this. So if you want information about that, let us know and we'll keep you updated. It'll be in a few months. I declare victory. That's the name of the summit, by the way. I declare victory. We have accepted defeat for too long. It's time to declare victory over our business, our family, our personal life, and walk in that victory. And the scripture, the end of the scripture that I was telling you about earlier, Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." So for those of you who are believers, right? If you believe that, if you believe for with God, nothing shall be impossible, you do it anyway. You do it if you can't see the results. You do it if old feelings try to keep up, right? You do it anyway. And you understand that we'll all work together for the good. Some of it you will see, and some of the impact you will not see. Now, I do understand that it's easy to watch something like this and feel inspired and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that, right? And then forget, right? Or just get caught up with your schedule or caught up with life, because as I always say, life is always going to keep happening. And we are better together, right? We're stronger together. And so what I invite you to do is to join our free Facebook community called Purpose Driven Women, right? Join it, and your first post, let us know, I watched your video and this is the step I'm committed to doing. As soon as you get added to the group, remember, create a post. I watched the video and this is the step that I am committed to doing. Let us help hold you accountable, right? Because when you don't have that accountability, then this is just a moment in time that, oh yeah, that was nice, but it doesn't change anything. You don't get to accept becoming stronger because you didn't take action, right? So take action. Join the free Facebook group, Purpose Driven Women, and make the first post, I watched the video and this is the action that I committed to. And so two assignments, do that and put it, for those of you who are comfortable sharing it publicly, you are welcome to do it in the comments of this video. For those of you who prefer a private space, this is this community is full of like-minded women who are committed to creating and growing their online business, right? Making their difference in the world that God has given them the vision for. So safe space if you want to do it privately, and if you are comfortable doing it publicly, I encourage you to share it in the comments. Thank you so much for watching, and the next episode will be next Monday at 11 a.m. CST on the Successful Christian Sheepreneur page. Thanks. Bye.